Are you sure of that, Miss Anne?
We have all the proof we need, Miss Higgins. Several children saw Snooks take away the medal by force.
Well, what's the name of the child who won the medal?
Peter Nerf. His name's engraved on the back of it. And there's a little matter of a book of gold stars that's missing from my desk. 500 stars.
Good heavens.
You received my letter, of course. I wrote you about a few other
letters. Letter? I haven't seen your letter, Miss Pat. I haven't looked at the mail yet.
Oh, well, I'm sure it's there. I mailed it the day before yesterday. Mr. Higgins, something will have to be done about Snooks.
I promise you, Miss Pant, something will be done. The minute she comes into the house, she's here now. I'll talk to her and answer your letter as soon as possible.
Very well. Goodbye, Mr. Higgins.
Goodbye. Snooks! Is that you?
It's me, Daddy.
Wow.
Hello.
Don't you feel good, Daddy?
No. I feel very bad.
Oh, you poor little Daddy. Well, I got something that's going to make you feel good.
Have you?
Yeah. Look at Daddy.
What's that, Sue?
It's a medal. It's solid gold bread. Ain't it pretty?
It's ravishing.
Huh?
How did you come by that medal, Sue?
I didn't buy it. I won it, Daddy.
Oh, you won it. For good conduct, I presume.
How'd you know?
How?
Yeah.
Isn't it only natural, since you've been the worst behaved child in the history of your school, that you should win the good conduct medal? It's only natural, isn't it? Answer me.
What shall I say, Daddy?
Say? Is there anything to say? You, a child who's been expelled from 3 schools with a good conduct medal. Does that need explaining?
Don't you think so?
Absurd.
Then I guess I can show you this, too. Here.
A gold star. Just one.
Ain't it enough?
Not for a girl who can win a good conduct medal.
Well, here's 100 more.
That's better. Although I once heard of a little girl who brought home 600 gold stars.
I don't believe it.
Why not?
Because there's only 500 in the book.
What book?
Huh?
How do you know there are 500 gold stars in the book?
I got the whole book.
My, you must have been a good girl.
I was, Daddy. I was so good, I couldn't believe it was me.
Well, why didn't you show me the whole book of gold stars together with the medal?
I didn't think you could stand the shock.
Nonsense. Anybody can see you're a changed person. Mind if I have a look at the medal?
Here, Daddy. Just look at the front.
What's the matter with the back?
It's prettier on the front.
Oh, yes. There's nothing at all on the back.
Ain't there?
No. Nothing except some silly name. Peter Nerve.
You ain't having it.
Who is Peter Nerve, Snooks? It says presented to Peter Nerve. Why does it say Peter Nerve on the back of your medal?
It's my name, Daddy.
Your name?
Didn't you say I was a changed person?
Yes.
Well, I changed my name, too.
I see.
Yeah.
How stupid of me not to think of that.
I've been thinking about it all day.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be a good idea to change your story, Snooks?
Why?
Because I happen to know you didn't win this medal. It belongs to a boy named Peter Nerf, and you bludgeoned him out of it, you little hijacker.
How do you know?
I have a sixth sense.
That's how I got it.
How?
I gave him 6 cents for it.
Oh, then you admit you didn't win it.
I did win it, Daddy, and I won the 6 cents back, too.
What are you talking about?
Peter got the medal for being good.
Yes?
So I bet him 6 cents against his medal that I could go up a flight of stairs quicker than he could.
Well?
Well, I just beat him up, that's all.
Up the stairs?
Up the stairs, down the stairs, and in the coat room.
You ruffian. You actually engaged in a fist fight with this boy.
I only did it for you, Daddy.
For me?
Mm-hmm. I thought you would be proud of me if I brought home a medal.
But what good is a medal if you stole it? You have to earn it.
It's the same medal, ain't it?
I know. But if I went to a pawn shop and bought 15 medals for heroism, that wouldn't make me a brave man, would it?
No, Daddy.
Why not?
Because you bought them.
Well, what would make me brave?
If you stole them.
No. If I earned them. Honor can't be bought and it can't be stolen. You come home with a medal, but it's empty glory. Little Peter goes home crying, but the honor is still his.
Well, he can have the honor. I've got the medal.
I have the medal. I'm going to return it to its rightful owner. Now, what about those gold stars?
What gold stars?
The 500 gold stars you have in your pocket.
Oh, those gold stars.
Yes, those gold stars.
Well, I really ain't know, Daddy, because...
No! Miss Pant telephoned me this evening.
You mean my teacher, Mrs. Pant?
Your teacher, Miss Pant. She called me up.
Oh. Did she make a deal?
Deal? What deal?
He told me yesterday he'd like to be my mother for 10 minutes. And I said, I'll try to fix it up with you, but I guess... Did she tell you about the medal?
Yes, she told me about the medal, and she told me about the gold stars. She told me a lot of things.
Jabby, ain't she?
Never mind that. You took the book of stars out of Miss Pant's desk drawer, didn't you?
Yes, Daddy.
How could you be so dishonest?
I didn't mean to be dishonest, Daddy. It all happened when she went out of the room while we was having a geography test.
Well, if you didn't mean to be dishonest, why did you go to her desk?
I was looking for the answer book.
And you took the book of gold stars by mistake?
Uh-huh.
What about the answer book?
I got it, too. And I got 100% and $1.45. Here's the money.
What's the money for?
For the right answer.
I don't believe your teacher gave you money for giving the right answers.
My teacher didn't give it to me. I stole the answers to the rest of the class.
Oh! This is worse than I thought. I'm afraid to look at her letter.
What letter?
The one she wrote to me. There are four letters on the hall table. Bring them in here at once.
Yes, Daddy.
Child can't possibly know what she's doing. Must be some impulse. Spanking does no good. Hurry, Snooks!
I'm coming, Daddy. Here's the letter.
Now let's have a look. Grocery bill. Letter for Mommy. Real estate, that. Where's the other letter?
Huh?
There were four letters on that hall table. I saw them distinctly when I came in. Now there are only three.
That's all there was, Daddy.
Snooks! What are those scraps of paper sticking out of your pocket? It's your teacher's letter. Torn in a million pieces.
Imagine that.
Why did you do it? Do you know you've committed just about every crime in the book? You attacked and robbed a little boy. You burgled your teacher's desk. You perjured yourself. And now you've tampered with the United States mail. That's a federal offense.
Shall I turn over?
No. You can't expiate those crimes by getting spanked. You're going to jail.
Okay. Call the wagon.
Call the wagon?
Yeah, call the wagon.
You mean the thought of going to jail doesn't even frighten you?
No. Because I know you won't send me to jail. Why don't you just spank me like you always do?
Oh. Turn over. Ready?
Ready.
And I won't pull any punches this time. Here we go. There. And there. And there's another one.
Are you finished, Daddy?
Yes. And you didn't even cry. Snooks. What's got into you to make you so hard?
The answer book, Daddy. I got it.